This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1233, Hidden Examiner Rules for IELTS Task 2.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Don't get thrown off by IELTS Task 2's trickier essays. Today, we break down how you should organize a mixed essay and share hidden examiner rules to help you better understand the writing scoring system.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Aubrey, we're going to talk task two.
Yes, we are. I love task two. I love grading task twos. I love writing essays. I am a super nerd, and I think it's fun to write essays. I loved in school writing essays.
So, students, this is who you want to learn from. People like me and Aubrey, who are legit nerds about language and writing. Like, it's not a lie. We really do love writing essays and reading essays and talking about essays. And so we're who you want to learn from, guys. Task two on IELTS it's a classic four-paragraph essay, right? It's not like rocket science how you get a high score, but a lot of these rules for getting a high score are hidden from you as students, right? So today we're going to talk about some of these hidden rules that may be holding you back and really get inside this IELTS score.
Yes, exactly. I think the thing that makes task two so difficult is there are several different sort of versions of task two, right? We have problem solution essays, argument essays, opinion essays, and then the ever tricky mixed essay, which we're going to focus on today, that can really throw you off. It is difficult to cover this whole question in, you know, to get a seven or higher and make sure that, like you said, Jessica, some of the things that are a little bit hidden, that you're aware of those so you can get the score you need on test day.
Exactly. Exactly. So remember that I was an examiner for a super long time, 14 years, and I've taught Aubrey everything I learned and know. And so we're going to get into this for mixed essays today, because these are the toughest questions to get a seven or higher on. Even though, keep in mind, you are graded on exactly the same things. It doesn't matter what the question is, what kind of essay you have to write. The examiner is looking for exactly the same things every time. And so this is the first thing that really throws students, is that part of your task score is giving your opinion. And often in these mixed essay questions, you're not directly asked for your opinion. And if you don't give your opinion, Aubrey, what happens to your score?
You actually can't score higher than a 3 for your task response score. So imagine how if you get a 3 on task response, even if you get an 8, how sad would that be in the other 3 scoring sections? That's pulling your average down so much. And this is something students, if you're reading the questions in your topic and forgetting to actually read the instructions, which tell you you must provide your opinion,
right,
you might forget to include it. And that is devastating for your score.
Yeah, completely, completely. So Aubrey's even seen this on some essays recently, guys. I mean, students are making this mistake all the time. So this is your first takeaway today, guys. Remember that it doesn't matter what kind of essay you're writing, you have to give your opinion on the topic. That's why in Three Keys IELTS, the opinion is part of every essay template, even for problem solution, right? We tell you exactly how to state an opinion and where to put it. So let's talk about this in the context of today's example question for mixed essays. Aubrey, can you read that sample question?
Yes. So the reason this came up is a listener emailed us asking about task two mixed essays. So we found an example to answer this question, right? The question was, what exactly do I include in the first body paragraph, right? Where do I answer these questions in a mixed essay? So we're going to provide this example and let you know, how would you organize this essay, right? So here's the example. Many people prefer to watch foreign films rather than locally produced films. Why could this be? Should governments give more financial support to local film industries? So just like we mentioned, there's nothing in here saying, what is your opinion and why? Or right. Support both sides, right? So you may be a little thrown by this. Oh, you know, how exactly do I answer this? And what should my opinion be? What are the two sides?
Exactly. So mixed essays, guys, when we say that, we mean that it's a combination of two of the classics, right? So usually it's like a combination of problem solution and an opinion essay. Like this one is a great example. You have a why question asking you for causes, and then you have an opinion question. Now it doesn't directly say opinion, but that's what it's asking for. Should governments give more financial support to local film industries? What is your opinion on that? Like, that's what's being said in parentheses, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So how do we organize this into a four paragraph essay then?
Yes. So think about your body paragraphs. This is actually very simple. Just answer each of these questions in its own body paragraph. So that first question, answer it very fully in your first body paragraph. And the second question, give it its own body paragraph. And then you have your introduction, your conclusion, and that will be very well organized, very clear to the examiner that you have fully answered this entire question. The
exactly.
Trick is where to put your opinion, right, Jessica?
Are you ready to take the IELTS exam? Will you get a 6? Will you get a 7? You can find out right now for free in just 5 minutes. Take our free IELTS quiz, guys, and get resources just for your level. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/myscore. That's allearsenglish.com/myscore. So remember, guys, in order to get a 7 or higher for task and cohesion coherence, you have to organize your essay very simply. It has to be super simple, very clear to the examiner. Like, just if I just skim your essay, just glancing over it, I should know exactly what kind of essay you're writing. I should know what the topic is for paragraphs 2 and 3. It should be that direct and obvious. Okay, so this is the perfect way to organize it. Now, where are we going to put our opinion? So if we say paragraph 2 is answering that first question, why could this be? Put your opinion there as well. We could say, you know, to my mind, many people prefer films from other countries because they are better funded and have more respected celebrities than local films. Right. So that's also an opinion, right? In my opinion, this is the cause. And then same thing in the next paragraph. Should governments give more financial support to local film industries? I am of the opinion that the government should most assuredly subsidize local artists to compete with the big Hollywood productions from abroad.
Yes. So, I love your examples when you come up with them off the fly, never prepared. But I want to point out something. I was just thinking about this. I think one of the struggles is if you have studied academic essay writing, you have likely had teachers tell you, don't write in the first person. Don't write, I think this, this, this. Right? That goes out the window for IELTS writing because you are required to share your opinion. You can't have just the passive voice without ever saying, my opinion is, or I think. You have to be very clear with your opinion, or the examiner still might dock your score just because it's not clear enough.
Exactly. Exactly. So guys, remember to focus on the scoring system. That's your goal, is to get a high score. So you need to know that scoring system inside and out. Don't follow academic writing rules. Don't follow some YouTube writing teacher that is not talking about IELTS. They're not focused on your score. So remember, guys, you need an IELTS expert, not just a writing expert. I hope today's advice will help you guys out in understanding more what the examiner is looking for. Again, a strong opinion, doesn't matter what kind of essay it is. And the second takeaway is that you need to address everything in the question in your essay. If there are two questions, like in today's mixed essay question, do one paragraph about each question. Boom. Like, it should be that simple, right? So Aubrey, where can students go for a free IELTS quiz?
Ooh, yes. If you guys haven't checked it out, Jessica actually created this with all of her years of examiner knowledge. You can go to allearsenglish.com/myscore and you'll get your estimated band score. What would you score if you took the exam today? Plus free resources that we created. Well, I say we, Jessica created. I shouldn't take credit that you created for you guys to make sure that you are practicing using resources right at your level.
Yes. So go to allearsenglish.com/myscore, everyone. All right, Aubrey, I'll see you tomorrow for a very special episode.
Ooh, I'm excited about that one. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.